Chapter 1. This year the bullet would discharge. It had to. I considered the statistics of Russian roulette. The odds were in my favor. A sense of calm washed over me. The calm didn't frighten me. I was used to suicidal thoughts and acting on them. This wasn't the first anniversary of Mom and my twins' death. I have tried to kill myself for the past 4 years. With each anniversary, I prayed it would go off. To never again experience the pain from the most debilitating loss I could ever imagine was a selling point. Each anniversary, I gave myself 2 tries. If it were meant to be, it would happen, I convinced myself. This time, there was a bonus. If I died, I would avoid dealing with questions I'd surely get tomorrow. About why I left Sam at the altar. Why I'm still Katie Hansen rather than Mrs. Katie Gallagher. Questions I had no answer to. My instincts told me to run. I had no reason I could point to. Suicide worked for Mom. Why not me? At first, I hated her for it. But as time passed, my anger toward her turned to empathy. I lifted my piece out of my nightstand and removed every bullet but one. In a matter of moments, I would follow in Mom's footsteps 25 years to the day. The weight of the gun against my palm seemed heavier than normal. I'm sorry, Sam. I'm sorry, Vicky. Please forgive me. The sound of the spinning chamber filled the room. I wasn't aware I had raised my weapon until the coolness of the metal touched my temple. My finger squeezed the trigger without hesitation. Click. Then I placed the gun in my mouth and pulled the trigger. Click. A lump formed in my throat, and tears threatened to spill over. My confidence in having it happen tonight plummeted. Why do I have to play this stupid game? Why can't I just shoot myself? I raised the gun again, but couldn't pull the trigger. Frustrated, I returned the gun to my nightstand, knocking over my bottle of sleeping pills.